end of the year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron Imarazi Sheyichil, schus Rabbi Chaim Aaron Ben Gila, so Yaakov Ben Saraleya, and the schus Yichil Ben Shalamis, Ben Yamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, and Lili Nishmas Shmuel Ben Ruvain Eitan. The Rambam, in the first parak of Lichus Surah, Bi Alach Yad Aleph Paskins, somebody who has bia without kishui, he has a bia asura, but it's without kishui. His aver is not hard. He's neither chayev kares nor is he chayev malkus, and he's certainly not chayev misa, even though we're dealing with a bia asura. Since his aver is not kosher, he's not chayiv onshin. The Magen Mishnah is mitzayin to the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos, and Daf Yudches Amud Aleph Machlokas Abayin Rava, and Rava says also meres that he learns from the Mishnah that hamishamish be'aver meis pater, that if somebody has bia with an aver meis, that the aver isn't kosher, it's not, it's meis. It's regular, so in such a case, he's pater, so that's Rava. And even though Abai argues with Rava, the Rambam paskins like Rava, because we always know that in Shas, except for Yal Kugan, we always paskin like Rava. So that's how the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam. However, I saw in the Torah journal Shirei Tzion, which used to come out back in the 1930s, and I love looking through old Torah journals. It's one of my pleasures in life. There's an article by Harav Usher Nissen Halevi Levitan, who used to be a magachir and a rav in Lithuania and Shavil, and then he emigrated to America. And he became a Rav in the Bronx. In the Bronx, they used to have something like 700,000 Jews. Can you imagine the little Bronx with all those Jews? They were also going there. And lots and lots of shuls. I heard there were 400 shuls at one point. Maybe there were even more. Unfortunately, the large percentage of those Jews were not particularly frum. But I guess that meant that the Rabbanim had a lot of time to learn. So he was a Rav in the Bronx, and you see a lot of Rabbanim back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, Rabbanim from the Bronx, and then the Jews moved out of the Bronx. Still some left in Riverdale, but the rest of the Bronx not really. And this is what Rav Levitan says, and should be Le'ilu Nishmaso, that it's difficult to say like the Magid Mishnah says, because if it's in, it says in Achronim, if it's Davar Asher Eino Noig Bismano, if it's something that's not Noig anymore, it's not a klal to paskin like Rava against Abaye. And here we're talking about getting an Onesh. An Onesh is only Bismana Sanhedrin. So we paskin like Rava when it's Shaykh Lamaisa, but this is a Shaykh Lamaisa. Because even Rava, who says that there's no Onesh, he still holds it Tusser. So everybody holds it Tusser. So who says the Rambam's passing in like Rava? Not only that, but if you read the sugya, it seems from the Gemara that the Rambam is in fact paskening like Abaye. Let's see the sugya. Amar Rava, Zosomeres, from this Mishnah to Mashma, that if a person separates from a woman to whom he is forbidden, be'ever meis, he's pater. So that would mean that Hamishamish meis barayis pater. If somebody has bia with a dead organ, so to speak, he's pater. It's not considered Be'ila. If you hold that he's chayev upon punishment, you have a kasha. Hacha my time a putter. Why, when he finds out in the middle of B, he finds out he's forbidden to this, that this woman's forbidden, she's a nida, and he separates from her. B'li kishui, why is he putter? If you hold he's hamashamish mesh barayis is chayev, why if he's parish min anida without kishui is he putter? So what are you going to answer? That really, Meshamish Meis is Chayiv. You know why he's putter here? Mishum to Anasu. Because he's an Ones. What is he going to do? He can't stay in there forever. That's why he's putter. But really, if you have Bia, a guy's Bia with an Aver Meis, he's Chayiv. He Anasu, but if he's Anos, Kipirish Me'ad Namini Niftar. Then even when he separates immediately, he should be putter. Why? Because Anas who? And the Mishnah says, it says, that he's Chayiv. So you see from the Mishnah that there's a difference between Ever Chai and Ever Meis. And he's Pater when he's Parish by Ever Chai, when he separates with a with an Ever Meis, with a dead organ. And he's Chayiv when he separates with an Eiver Chai, and the Eiver is Bekishui. Abaye argues, Amar le Abaye, no. Lo olamei malach, really, I'll tell you, Mishamesh Meis Barayis Chayiv. That if somebody has Bia with an Eiver Meis, with Arayis, he's Chayiv. Ahacha, here when he's Parish Min Anida, when she says Netmesi in the middle of the Bia, and the Meili has to separate. My time, you know why he's putter when he separates be'ever meis? Mishum da anasu, because he's honest. He's, what is he going to do? He can't stay in there forever. Ay, v'hadamriski parish miyada maichayu. And that you asked, so if so, if when he separated immediately, why is he chayiv? He's honest. He's honest. Why is this honest guy chayiv? So explains Abaye, shayilo lifrish bana muetes. He should have separated with a lesser hana, with an aver meis, v'piresh b'hana meruba, and he separated with more hana, with an aver chai. So the heter was to go out with more lesser hana, not with more hana. So really, be'etzem, hamishamesh be'aver meis barayis is chayiv. But if he's anos, then we tell him, all right, at least be parish b'hana muetes, not b'hana meruba, and make sure the aver is meis. Ad kan mi divrei asugya. Now, where does Rava answer him? The answer is Rava doesn't answer him. So if Rava doesn't answer him, it would appear mistamius hashas that Rava's raya has fallen by the wayside, and we shouldn't paskin like him because his raya was pushed away. He said, "Oh, anyway, he's honest. He should be chayvin. But if you want to be mechayvin, mechayvin in both cases." Anyway, he's honest. What did Rava say? Rava said, why is he putter here? Because he's honest. If you hold he's chayev when he's mishamish be'ever meis, so here, why is he putter? He's putter when he's parish be'ever meis because he's honest. So if he's honest, then he should also be putter when he's Paresh be'ever chai. What's the chilek? The chilek obviously is that ever meis, there's no chiyuv, and ever chai, there is a chiyuv. And Abaye says, no, there's no difference. And in both cases, he's considered ones, but we tell him, that he should have been parish b'hanah mu'etis and not b'hanah merubah. And Rava doesn't answer. So that would imply that he's not allowed to be mishamish b'eiver meis. So Rava has no raya, and we can't psak paskin like him because the Gemara rejects it, Abai rejects it, and Rava has no answer. So it's difficult to say that the Rambam's paskining like Rava, when the Maskanas HaSugya seems to be like Abaye. Ubi Yoser, says Rav Levitan, Koshali lefisvaris Abaye, ki achiv un bnei shayelo lifrash banam uetes uparish biapirish banam aruba, yesh bachidush din, ki ribui hana ba avera gam beis asher etzem maisa avera hutra, yesh bachiv kmo bad maisa avera kula. According to Abaye, it comes out that, you know why he's chayev? Because he should have been poresh. He should have separated with lesser hana, meaning with an aver mace. And instead, he was poresh b'hana meruba with an aver chai. So you see that being mar b'hana b'aveira, even when the etzem aveira is mutter, but if you get more hana, when the person gets more hana than he's supposed to, he's chayev, as if he did an entire aveira. So why don't we see this in the Rambam? This would have been a great psak in the Rambam. The Rambam should have told us that if you're mar behana be'isser, even though the etzem maisa is mutter, the etzem maisa is not a maisa aveira, but if there's a hana in being marbe the aveira, that extra hana is aser. The Rambam never says that. The question is, why not? And maybe the Rambam Paskin's like Rav, and Rav argues with the Svara. So the Rambam should have Paskin that way. That extra hana doesn't make a difference. So that's really the title of this article. By the way, those who want to look it up, today, Baruch Hashem, things are available to those with technological capacities. This is in the Torah Journal Shari Tzion, Shana Tes Zayin, Simen Vav, B'din Ribui B'Isurin B'Kamus U'Ve'Echus, the din of being Marbe B'Isser, in quantity and in quality. V'nira B'niya Linios Daiti B'Ez Hashem Yisbarach L'Vara Dover. So Levitan says, I'd like to clarify this matter with a yesh lachkor. Mishan su lavor al iser Torah, ba'ofen shemutter lo lavor mitam pikuach nefesh. Let's say somebody was compelled to be over on an iser Torah in such a way that it's mutter for him to be over al pikuach nefesh. We know the whole Torah is yiharik val yavor, except for the big three. So the shaila is there a tosefes aveira and the ribui ha'isser? So the etzem ha'isser is allowed to be over. It's pikuach nefesh. But now he's mar be'isser. If he's mar be'isser, if he adds shashir, is that going to be aser? So one of the Achronim was told of this in a Machlokas Rashi ben Ran. Im ribui b'shiur mepula achas etzol chola b'shabbos shehutru lo meleches shabbos mitam pikuach nefesh. Asher la Ran a ribui b'shiur m'yisur d'oraisa. Gam benido didon yas yisur d'oraisa b'tasefes hashiur v'arashba. Shirak yisur d'rabbanan gam benido didon j'mishan su lavro l'yisur toru le'ab ribui b'shiur rak yisur d'rabbanan. Kamo hasam. There's a famous machlokes that somebody is doing melacha for a chole on Shabbos, and it's mutter al pikuach nefesh, but he's marbe b'shir. He does more, he has to cook something, but he cooks more than he had to cook. So the etzem pula is mutter, but the adding on is not. So according to the Ran, the ribui b'shir is an isur daraisa. So here also, it'll be an isur daraisa. When somebody's marbe b'shir, here he's anus, and since he's anus on the etzem aisa, we say, okay, you're anus on the etzem aisa, but just don't be marbe b'shir. If you're marbe b'shir, it's daraisa. That'd be how the Ran holds. The Rashba would say no. Rashba holds his only Nisr Rabban. He holds Marbe B'Shir for, if you're doing Malacha for a Cholet, for Bikoch Nefesh, adding on to the Shir is only Nisr Rabban. You're also going to be Nisr Rabban because the Etzem Pula is Mutaral's Bikoch Nefesh. So if he cooks more than he has to cook for the Cholet, it's Nisr Rabban. So you're also, if he adds on to the Hana, since the etzem apul is mutter, it's only going to be nisr rabbanan. However, sister of Levitan, lanius daiti ain ani don and dom and zelaze. You can't compare the two, and I'll tell you why. Because pu'ula nases bonas ain ala shem pulas iser. When a pu'ula is done bonas, that's not called a pulas iser. Vehikalo nases. It's as if it wasn't done. A pu'ula done by oines is not a pu'ula sisr. V'lorak b'malechas isr Shabbos, asher shama isr hu tolada mechuyebes mi pu'ula asura, v'imein isr beha pu'ula as kamuvan ena malachul shem isr. A pu'ula that's done by oines is not called an action of Isser. It's like it wasn't done. And not only b'melechas Isser Shabbos, where there, the Isser is an outgrowth of the Pu'ula Asura, and if there is no Isser in the Pu'ula, so then of course, the shame Isser can't be Chal. So on Shabbos, when a person's doing a pula bonus, it's onus. So the etzem pula, you can't have a shame isser being chal, because it doesn't have a shame pula sisser. When it's done ba'onus is not considered pula sisser. So where's there going to be a chalo sisser if it's not a pula sisser? So not only al Shabbos, by Shabbos, Kim gama chalovim ve'arayis asher sham ein ha'isr tolada mimaisa adam ki im isr cheftza asher ein alzem misasek ki misasek b'chalovim ve'arayis lo amrinan ki ha'isr ein ha'nolad mimaisa adam v'yesh chalos shem isr gam be'es asher ein ha'nitfas bo maisa adam ach al kol ze be'es asher maisa isr nase ba'ones Ain on itfas al ze shame iser. Vizemavur lanius daiti bechamim akoimus bishas. Vaovi achodim mehem. So now I'm going to prove to you, and by the way, if we say that a pulas onus is not a pulas iser, then you can't compare it to the case of pikuach nefesh, because when one does a malacha for pikuach nefesh eitzel chole, so the pula is a pula sisser lechora. He's doing a malacha on Shabbos, just it's mutter. So if you do ribui, so then there's a machlokas rash beran do rais de rabbanan. If you do more than you're supposed to, but let's say there's no pula sisser at all, there's no shame pula sisser, but like ba'ones, then ain al maladaber. This is not. There's no ribui. Nothing's going to be chal on the ribui. So not only does this apply to iser Shabbos, but it also applies to chalav min arayis. There, the iser is not a tolada mimaisa adam. It's an Isser Cheftza. You can't say Misa'asek. When do we say Misa'asek is mutter? What's Misa'asek? Misa'asek means you're so busy doing something else you didn't even know you're doing this. So that's the reason it's not usher is because it's because the pula is not considered a pula. You b'chal weren't intending to do this pula. But we hold misasik b'chalav v'arayis is chayiv, even if you're not noticing the pula, because the pula, the iser, is not generated by the ma'isa adam, and there's a chalos shem iser even when there's no ma'isa adam. So maybe there, by chalav min arayis, maybe the ribui would be aser. Because you can't say there's no chalos shem iser on the etzim ha-pa'ula, because the pa'ula is not what's aser. It's the fact that a person's nana b'chalav min arayis. Chalavim are forbidden fats, arayis, we know what they are. But even by chalav min arayis, we can prove that a maisa that's done by ones of chalav min arayis, it doesn't have a shame iser. And we see this from numerous places in Shas. And Levitan promises to bring from a few of them. Let's start with Gittin Mem Dalet. Gittin Mem Dalet. Bamine Rav Yirmeh Merav Asi. Machar Avdo La'akum V'meis. Ma'u Shiyiknesu B'no Acharav. So we know the din is that if someone sells his eved to an akum, he's not allowed to do it, and there's a knas, there's a penalty, and he has to redeem him, even if it costs a lot of money. So the shaila is, ma'u sheyiknesu b'no acharav. Let's say he dies. Does the knas also apply to his son? If you're going to say that if somebody was Sarah Ozen Bechor and he made a mum in the Bechor, so we gave him a knas there not to eat this animal, and then he dies, that there we consent his son, there it's because it's an Isur Doraisa. But here, by the case of Mechiras Eved La'akum, it's only an Isur Darabanan. So you can't learn from Tzara Mozen Bechor where there's a Knas, because that's talking about Daraisa. Here it's only Darabanan. So that's the Gemara. Now in Bechoros, Daf Lamed Daled, Rav Yirmiyah says, it's the same Rav Yirmiyah. Bo'amine Rav Yirmiyah Meravasi. So the same Rav Yirmiyah says that selling an Eved to an Akum has Hafkas Mitzvahs. You're removing the Eved from his Mitzvahs. The Eved is Chayev in Mitzvahs that Anisha is Chayev is in. And the Goy is going to force this Jew to be over on his Mitzvahs that the Eved has to keep. And yet we still call Afkas HaMitzvahs an Issa D'Rabbanan. And if we say that on Ones you have a Shem Maisa Aveira, so how do you consider this an Issa D'Rabbanan? This is Lifnei Iver. According to a lot of poskim, even if you're Machshil, your friend, to be over an Issa B'Shogeg, it's still Lifnei Iver. So he's machshil this eved to be over averus, so it should be a lifnei iver daraisa. So how do we just call it an issa derabbanan? So from here is a raya that on an ones there's no shame maisa avera. On an ones there's no shame maisa avera. V'ha'eved over ba'ones eino osa b'masav. Call Maisa Aveira. So when this Eved is over bonus, you know why we can call it a Nisdar Rabbanan to sell him to the Goy and not a Nisdar Raisa? Because when he's over Averis, this Eved, afterwards he's not even doing a Maisa Avera. So you're not even Machshelim B'Shogeg, you're Machshelim B'Ones. And Ones isn't a Maisa Avera. And because of that, it's only a Nisdar Rabbanan of being Mafkia Mitzvahs Mibar Chiyuva. But not because he's Machshelim and an Isser. So you see that Ones is not a Maisa Avera. And that's why here, when he's causing the Eved to do Avera's bonus by selling him to the Goy, it's called the Nisdar Rabbanan Adar Raisa, because it's an Olif Neiver, because it's only Olif Neiver if you cause him to Avera's Bishogek, but not bonus. So that's one Raya. There are more. And the Mir Tashem, we would like to continue this discussion, and a lot to say, so Hashem should just give us life and health, and hopefully we'll be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.